What's up, fam? It's Chappelle again, back for another podcast about Summer House Martha's Vineyard here on Recap Kickback. And, you know, on this episode, we're going to cover episodes three and four of season two of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. So if you haven't been keeping up with it, it's okay, because we watched it, so you didn't have to. And hopefully you might hear a little something about some of the mess and the drama that's going on in the house, and it'll lead you to go catch up on all the shenanigans on Martha's Vineyard. And with me, a Bravo expert, someone who has been leading me through the journey of Summer House Martha's Vineyard, it's Sasha. Sasha, welcome back.
You know, I'm just happy to be here. You know, even if I'm a drag queen hoe, it's fine. I'm here. I'm so excited.
Yes. We cannot do a Summer's House Martha's Vineyard here on Recap Kickback without Sasha. Sasha is the person who told me about this show. Yeah, it's wild. The show is crazy. If you haven't checked it out, check out our last week's recap of the first two episodes of this season two. But yeah, every other week, we're going to try to bring you to a podcast about a pair of episodes. And this time, since we're talking about episodes three and four, we got a lot of drama, a lot of tears, a lot of storming off. Typical Summer House Martha's Vineyard content, Sasha.
Yeah, listen, we can talk about this, I think, at the start, but unfortunately, episode five, which we're not covering, but was the most recent episode, came out at the time of this recording. But anyway, the numbers are going down. Mm. And I want to say, I think it is still a fun show. Everyone should still check it out. But I do think we need some single men here. Mm. I think that, you know, we need some more fun. There's a lot of tears, and it's not like, we're like gonna get in a fight and then, you know, or like we're gonna yell at each other and then there's tears. It's just like very much, you're hurting my feelings. Okay, I'm gonna storm off, Bria. What is it? No. So I do think that there needs to be some kind of a shakeup. So I'm excited for what's to come, but we'll see. I can see why folks are a little bit like bored. But Chappelle, power to the people, because the people have bullied Andy Cohen and Bravo, and we're getting a reunion this season.
What?
Yes. Below Deck fans, what are you doing?
Right. We're down bad for Below Deck reunion. We had that last reunion that was so hood. It was so ratchet. It was ghetto. And then we never went back to a Below Deck reunion. Sasha and I were starving, but at least the Martha's Vineyard fans came through. Because we need a reunion for them. We're only going to see them once a year. As we know, the show is Summer House, so they're only going to be there during a specific time. And there's so much drama that will happen between the time it stops airing and the time the next season happens. Because we find ourselves in the midst of, not to throw Summer under the bus, but I mean, Summer and Jordan aren't like on the same page. Like, all these people come back and they're just like, the friendships have all scrambled up.
Yeah.
And they're not the same way they used to be. I need updates.
Friends with no one, even though she's the one that brought them all together.
Yeah.
Be serious.
And how do we get there? Nobody knows. Everyone's like, we stopped inviting Jasmine and stuff. Why?
Crickets. Silas. No, I'm just kidding.
Silas and Jasmine's relationship was such a big deal in season one.
Yes. That
season two is almost not a big deal at all because he's gone. And so without him, it feels like whatever their issues were, whatever dynamic they had in place while he was there, with him gone, he's left her on an island basically by herself with a bunch of people who really could, I don't say they don't like her, but she's not at the top of anybody's friend list right now.
I think that's the best way to say it. Yeah. So they're just not as close.
Which is wild, because then she tries to bring in people that she's actually close to, and we got action, Sasha. So I want to jump right in. Let's just talk about Jasmine and these two episodes, because this was a wild ride. Jasmine, she ends the episode breaking down in tears and talking about, like, I need people to just be there for me. I'm going through a lot right now. And everyone's looking at Jasmine kind of like, what are you talking about? But as we've talked about past podcast, and as people have speculated, Jasmine is with child on the show. She is pregnant, and this drama is stressing her out.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? All of it together is so unfortunate, because no one knows, like you said, why they had a falling out. And my question is, are they just not girls? Like, is that what it's coming down to? And maybe Mariah is a girl's girl. Listen, I love Mariah. I have so many feelings about why was she taken out in the first place. It makes no sense. No one was consulted versus, right, Phil, who we'll talk about in a second. But if it's Mariah versus Phil, I understand why Mariah should be here. Summer dragged the shit out of Bria last season, and Bria is still cool with Summer being in the house. Mariah definitely did less than that.
Mariah did. She put her hands on that girl, you know, and I think that's but one of that's
Summer did too.
Did she? I don't remember.
Maybe not like full on touch. No, because I'm pretty sure like it was like a fight.
Huh. I remember Mariah and Bria having the push, you know, she pushed her in the chest and was like, get your dog stuff, blah, blah, blah. Right. And so if I'm Bria, I'm like, yeah, I don't really like Mariah. I don't want to stay in the same house. I get it. But also from Jasmine's point of view, Mariah is the girl who has her back the most. And she did kind of leave her for dead last season. You know, she just, all right, well, Bria said you touched her, so you got to go. And so she's trying to make amends, try to bring her friend back into the fold. Mm-hmm. Sasha, she booked that flight before she brought it to the table. And I personally believe Jasmine. I do think she saw, hey, there's a flight deal. Let me go ahead and book it. I'll talk to everybody. They should be cool with it. If not, I'll let you know. We can get a refund. But what Bria sees is, you did this without consulting me. You did not care about my feelings. And now you're going to bring in the girl who hit me last time. She's not going for it.
So here's the thing. I believe that this is production, right? Production said, it's getting a little boring. We need some mess. And who had brought the mess? Because Shanice came on later, right? And she brought in a little bit of mess. Summer, I think, did Summer come later too? I can't remember now, last season.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I believe, yeah. So anyway, they brought in like a different kind of mess and energy. So I think there is something to say about like a mid-season, you know, new people coming in. And why not bring in the people that caused all the drama? What's the reason? Why not? I think this is a production cooking. And why not? Okay, because I liked Mariah, and I, like I said, well, I was pissed and I wanted her back, and party of one maybe, but I'm so excited.
Well, so as of season two, episode 3 and 4, do we know if Mariah is coming back? Like, I know episode 5 has already dropped, but I haven't watched it yet. So as of episode 3 and 4, it feels like Bria's like, hey, Jasmine, I trust you. You'll handle it. But then it looks like, okay, I can't trust you because you already booked this flight. But there's no world where Jasmine shuts this down, in my opinion. Like, right. I think Mariah's coming regardless.
I agree.
It's happening.
Yeah, I think so too. And spoiler alert, it's not yet at episode 5. So you haven't missed anything. But I do think they will be coming soon. I've seen the preview, and I think it's gonna be interesting, but I just feel like Bria's being a lot of hypocritical because she's so mad about Mariah not coming in, but then Phil can come.
Bringing up Phil at all is a choice, you know, because Phil came in last season, and over the course of maybe, I don't know, 4.5 hours, yep, Sasha, he got kicked off the show. We've watched a lot of reality TV between the two of us, and I don't think I've ever seen anything like this.
No, he came in like a tornado and left.
Unprovoked.
Like, so quick. Just what was the reason? Why aren't we flushing toilets behind us?
Yeah, the rundown of Phil. So Phil comes in the house, immediately is kind of picking at Preston. Preston's getting dressed and feels like, come down, take a shot. And at first I was like, hey, listen, that's the type of energy I need in my summer house, okay? Correct. Listen, yeah, I'm getting dressed, but also we need to turn up. We have things to do. We can multitask. We can do hard things.
You have to bring the shots to people, everyone, just FYI. But anyway.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so this feels like right. But then it becomes, well, where's my room? Well, Bria was supposed to get my room. So somebody else is in my room. They need to leave. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me let the dog out. He lets Milo out. Milo's running around the house. He's loud. He's also, he takes a dump in Nick's toilet and like, I'm not flushing it. Despite knowing that Nick has already been living there, that nobody knew Phil claimed that room. He doesn't even care. He goes and he insults every person on the cast. I think he tells Preston to wear a bigger shirt. He kind of gets in Alex's face. Amir has to get in his face. All this drama over the course of 4 hours. Phil is gone. Everybody's sad about it. They call the next day and he's like, F all of y'all. And now here it is a year later. And like, so can Phil come back? Bria, stop it.
And Alex specifically said, you will not see the same Alex, which is like, bring Phil back.
Bring Phil back, please. Because Alex, you ain't doing nothing on the show. You chilling. Stop chilling so much.
Oh my, I can't wait till we get to Alex. But anyway, no, it's just, but then why is everyone putting the blame on Preston, that Preston is the only person bothered by it, when Alex was the one that said, no, you're going to see a different Alex if he comes?
Mm-hmm. Well, Preston's just like, I'm putting my foot down. I don't want Phil back.
Yeah.
If it's either him or me. And I'm like, that's fine. But then Preston, when Bria does the same thing, you should also be like, I respect it. Now, he's probably sick of Bria and all her like storming off. She's always complaining about something. And I'll give her credit. The first season, there was a lot going on and people were not. They were just kind of discounting all the stuff that Bria was going through. Her relationship wasn't a relationship to them people. You know, her dog wasn't supportive enough for it to be an actual support dog. Yeah. Like, oh, there's hair everywhere. Mariah can hit her. You know, like it was just a lot going on. But Preston and Bria get really close over the course of last year. We don't know why, but they just do. And now it's one of those things where it's your friend. So you know her quirks and it's just driving him crazy. But to that, I just say, Preston, if you can put your foot down about Phil, can't Bria put her foot down about like Mariah? It should have been a no-brainer. Phil can't come, Mariah can't come, or they both can come. But I don't think there's a middle ground where one can come and the other can't come.
And as an audience and consumer of mess, I would like everyone to be back.
Yeah, everybody come back. Everybody
even
can come back.
Silas, don't kill me. And the reason I'm saying that is because we need some shakeup. Okay, I need something. Because at this point, granted, it's at Jasmine's expense, so it's not fair, but I need some drama, some dramatique going on. Nothing is happening right now besides tears. So I feel that Mariah coming in, Phil coming in. Is Phil single? Because then Phil definitely needs to come.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Preston. It's not because I hate you. I love you, but I love mess.
Right. I don't think we come here to see you all play nice and be kind to each other. I mean, I would love for you to be kind. Leave. Go out. Do stuff. You know, fight. You know, look, I'm not saying you just got to fight. But what I'm saying is, if this is going to be reality TV about drama, you know, some of the drama that y'all have, it's like personal drama that you know, like your own traumas and stuff like that we have to address and that your friends aren't aware of, because as Preston said it best, a lot of them don't give you space to feel comfortable sharing that information without judgment or without, you know, like they're working on that. That's fine. But if you tell me this person is single, this person is single, there's a love triangle or something like that, I'm way more invested. But half the people in the cast are taken by people who are not even on the episode yet. We know that Bria's guy is gone in Germany, probably still. Amir's girlfriend is running Amir crazy, like running Amir on the show, even though she's not even there.
Episode 6, she's gonna be in town. I think all about the best ones are. Right. They did not, in the trailer, they have not cut her to be well. So I'm very interested.
But see, that I think that's what the producers are using for their drama, right? It's like we establish a normalcy for this group. And then about halfway through the season, we bring in the sexy decoys, right? We bring in all the plus ones. You know, I'd be shocked if Silas doesn't pop up at some point. Like, I know he's deployed, but you really think we're going to get through this whole season without him just being like, hey, y'all, I flew in? It would be such a missed opportunity to not just bring him in for a week or a weekend or something like that. Like, I'm sure they can get that to happen.
Nuts. Oh, my God.
Because otherwise, Jasmine's just going to be a punching bag for the entire season because everybody's problems always land on Jasmine because she coordinated this. These were her friends and they're her plus and their plus ones. So they all look at Jasmine like, well, why aren't you putting me first? Bria, I think, has a valid argument against Jasmine because that's supposed to be her girl.
Yeah, 100%.
But Jordan and Jasmine don't even talk anymore. So what's really going on?
When I'm telling you that none of them are happy for each other, that's what it's coming off, right? Like, this person can't be sad about their own thing, and this person can't be sad because they're too sad and being too loud. And, you know, like, the tone. Why are we arguing about tone? If we're friends, I don't care. First of all, if we have been, you and I have been in this situation. If one of us is getting loud, the other person is like, no, like, we need to dead this and just, like, move on and away so that we're not acting crazy in front of people. Yeah. It would never be like, well, how dare you be loud? Because I'm the victim here. What is going on? Why is everyone the main character in their story and not one person cares enough to, like, about their real life friend, apparently?
Yeah. And I think that, yeah, if you look no further than Jasmine, you know, she is essentially the main character of Summer House Martha Jr. Like, it's told through her eyes.
Production reached out to her first.
Right. And so all the rest of these people have just become like their issues have become so much bigger than hers. It was like, yeah, there's a lot of, in a lot of ways, it feels like Jasmine is just like screaming out for somebody to like look in her direction. Like, look at me. I'm struggling too. You're like, girl, no, you're not. You know, like, you know, like, we ain't worried about you right now. It's like, come on, man. Give Jasmine a break. Yes. However, I do think that the tone conversation between Summer and Jordan is very interesting, and I definitely want to talk about it with you. Because, Sasha, you're very much a straight shooter. You know, when you say something, you say it and you mean it. And I think that there's a lot of that Jordan, you know, say, like that pattern in Jordan. And I think for people like Jordan and even like you, when you say stuff, people are like, that's just how Sasha's talking. You know, she just said it.
But sometimes you do need like a translator, which you do serve a lot of times.
yeah, for sure. Right.
No, I agree.
But in this episode, Summer is the one who has a huge issue with Jordan's tone because she feels like Jordan can talk like that to people and everybody be okay with it. But if Summer does it, then it's a problem.
And here's the thing. I do believe there's a difference because Summer comes from a place to me of like hurt more than it is like this is her personality. Multiple times, right? She's, every time Alex gets brought up, well, he was inside me. Why? Right. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference between being blunt, I think, and then like being and a person that isn't blunt trying to be blunt. Does that make sense? Because I do have a lot of friends that will like try to, you know, be quote unquote blunt in front of me. And I'm just like, first of all, no. And second of all, here's how you do it. So I do think there's a way to do it. And sometimes if that's not your personality, it does come off as like meaner than normal. Versus I think when it's your personality, your friends just know that you've always been this way and you've never, you don't necessarily see, they don't see you as like someone trying to hurt me. So I think that's why. And then with Summer and Jordan specifically, there's a lot of weird trauma going on. Again, that I feel like from episode 2 to 3, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. In episode 3, I'm assuming that's when this all starts to come to a head. Because we see that Jordan goes to Summer and is saying, hey, I'm having issues. Summer is consoling her. She's crying. She's consoling her. By the end of the episode, they're in an argument and Summer is telling, now drunk Summer, by the way, very, very drunk Summer, is telling the other people in the house, yeah, when Jordan came to me, I was there for her. She was crying in my arms earlier. And that gets back to Jordan. And Jordan says, why would you use my vulnerable moment against me? But I don't think Summer was using it against her. I think Summer was just trying to tell her point of view. Like, why do you think I don't care about you if I was just there for you earlier? But Jordan, who is the main character in her life, obviously, is like, no, that's a private thing that happened between us and it should have never come up. And I'm thinking, again, these are just communication issues, you know, like Summer didn't mean any harm, but Jasmine felt like it was, I mean, Jordan felt like it was like the biggest thing ever. And they just can't they can't see eye to eye on that. Eventually, I think Summer apologizes, but mm-hmm. I don't think what Summer did wasn't. I don't mean my sound insensitive, but I don't think Summer did anything wrong. You know, no, she was just talking.
I don't think so. I don't think Summer has done anything wrong. I don't think the problem is that they're. It just feels like they shouldn't actually be friends. Is that a rude way to say this? I don't
like
know.
They don't really mesh well. They're just like friends of convenience. Yeah, because
that like we were on the show, we're single, blah blah blah. You know, like they're to me, they're not on the same like train. You know what I'm saying? Like they're in two different trains and they're just like going to the same destination. And that's why it's not working. Because this, like I said, they all know each other through Jasmine. And that's why I'm like, you're friends, but you kind of friend jumped Jasmine, which isn't cool. And I hate friend jumpers. And everyone is valid to have their feelings. But instead, why aren't we just like dancing and hooking up with guys? That's how I feel at this point. Because I think the more they have to sit and talk about their feelings, the more weird it's going to get because they're not meshing in that way.
Yeah, it's that friend jump of Jasmine that probably threw off the dynamic. Because Jasmine and Jordan were the best friends. Yeah. You know, it was Jasmine and Jordan. And then Jasmine and Bria. And also Jasmine and Mariah. And so now with Mariah being out of the house, Bria kind of being Preston's new A1 and not seeing things on the... And I, like I said, I put a lot of that at the feet of Jasmine for sure. Because she was very respectful to Bria in the season one. But then Jordan becoming friends with Summer... It's like it's thrown off the balance of the way things are supposed to go.
And they probably don't have their buffer, you know what I'm saying, in between of Jack or whoever. This time it's Jasmine.
Yeah. So it's tough. But yeah, the biggest drama for Jordan in the episode, obviously, is that beef with Summer and her alopecia that she talks about.
Yes.
She's struggling with, you know, the idea that she has to now, well, you know, she feels like she needs to wear wigs every day as opposed to just being able to elect to wear a wig when she felt like it. Now she feels like she has to. And she's really struggling with, you know, the loss of her hair. She's talking about how hair is her currency. It really takes me back to those conversations people were having about Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. I've always said that Chris Rock got what was coming to him because leave people alone. If you know, you can say whatever you want. Speech is free.
And there could be better jokes.
Right, because results may vary. Speech is free, but also
not free of consequence, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. Exactly. You can say whatever you want. Now, what happens to you after that, that's on you. And, you know, people felt like, oh, like maybe Jada prodded Will Smith into doing something like this. But again, Jada Pinkett was talking about her. She's talked about her hair struggles publicly in the past.
Y'all, so it's something. Table talk. Come on.
Right. Listen. Look, don't weigh in on it if you haven't done the research. Oh, that's all I'm saying. but yeah, she talks about her hair as well. And so this conversation about with Jordan's hair is very much reminiscent of that and how it means a lot to her to be able to have, you know, her health in a way that she doesn't lose her hair or that, you know, people don't see her struggling with that. And so Jordan, again, is in a blender. We get a lot of just like Jordan's real life trauma in these episodes, Sasha.
And have we, because we won't need to talk about, but there is another drama that comes up. Do we hear about the bellman in episode 4 or doorman, bartender, or whatever? Okay, so we'll wait. But there is another story that comes out later, which is why... you find out like, oh, they've been low-key beefing since New York.
Oh, okay. And that makes sense. But again, this is why we need reunions, because why are we just now finding this out 5 episodes in?
Exactly. And it's just like, it's again, treated as like a throwaway story. And I don't understand why, because it's giving like there's been build up of like, oh, the way X person acts is not the way Y person likes. And so I don't like, and it doesn't work for me, blah, blah, blah. Because last season, right, Jordan's piece was also about, like, intimacy and, you know, her body, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like that's still a thing, and it's still part of the story, right, with the conversation with Nick. But it seems like we've now added, unfortunately, the conversation about her hair. And listen, I can't – hair for women in general is a lot, and – Black women, there's a whole nother complicated piece to it. And then the third piece is she used to be Playmate. They are known for their looks are what was their currency. So of course, this is like the most normal reaction to seeing all these other Playmates, right, that you were also with living their best life and still having X, Y, and Z in their body and their looks together. Not that Jordan's beautiful, but, you know, I'm saying internally, I'm assuming there's probably that back and forth of seeing these girls are still the same and you're not. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like Jordan. She's one of my favorite people mm-hmm. on the cast. But yeah, when she's in her head about all of her issues, exactly. I think a lot of that does leak into the drama of the house, because I don't think the Summer and Jordan beef had to be as big as it was. Yep. But she was so caught up in all rightfully so, caught up in all the stuff she was going through, that I don't think she could see that drunk Summer was not trying to hurt her at all.
Yep.
You know, she wasn't throwing it in her face. She was really just trying to defend herself and the idea that, you know, she has been there for Jordan, you know. But eventually Summer will say, you know, Jordan gets to talk to people any kind of way, why don't I get to do that? It's because I'm nice and I always got to tiptoe around her feelings. So she's trying to be heard. I don't know, Summer's storyline has been interesting, coming from the whole the will they won't they with Alex, and even with her friend now being in the house and trying to pursue Alex. It's been a lot. Mm-hmm. I just wish Summer would speak up a little bit more about everything, just in general.
Yeah, I just want to know what's going on, if I'm being honest, because like you said, I think there's just some type of underlying issues going on that no one seems to be sharing out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's why we're fighting. Like, we're fighting about the symptoms, not the disease. And that's
right. Well, I think sometimes that conversation about the disease leads back to Jasmine.
Yeah.
Because
valid.
Well, because let's talk about one of the other discussions that happened. Mm-hmm. They bring up the conversation about how Alex talked about the Shanice relationship. So Alex and Jordan are talking, and mm-hmm. Alex is like, well, Jordan, it felt like you had a wall up and there was like, we just couldn't connect. You, like, things had been different. Yep. And I'm starting to get more insight. And just Jordan just switches on a dime. She goes from, you know, really talking about her struggles and what she's going through to being like, nah, that's because I don't like you. And I don't like you because that's how you handle my friend. You handle Shanice crazy. And I don't like that. And
that's everyone's a real, like, one, but
right. It's a real one, but also, is that true? Because when we run back the tape, Alex didn't even want to talk about it. There was somebody else at the table stirring the pot and saying, no, just say it. Say it now at the dinner table.
And I think that was Jasmine. Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Look, the disease. I'm just saying.
Leave that lady alone.
I love Jasmine, but also the tape does not lie. They recorded, they ran it back, and you see Alex actually say, I don't want to talk about this. You see Nick step in and be like, we don't have to talk about this right now. And Jasmine say, no, just say it. And then next thing you know, we're talking about Shanice and her issues with the guy from Insecure. Sasha, this was a lot.
I'm just so confused by all of this, because I think that they almost like want to get to Alex, right? But they can't get to him, because he is, what's like above F boy?
Yeah, that's he's just where mastered he is. It. Yeah, he's mastered, like, the game.
He is so good at it, but he's so, it's so basic, right? Like, it's so easily deterred. Like, as soon as Noelle was getting attention from someone else, for Bad Bunny or his friend. No, I'm just kidding. I can't remember their names, but from Shanice's friends. Immediately. Yeah. He switches and he's like, so Noah, hi. Like, how are you? It's so easy to read. And like, it's the more attention you give him, the more he's gonna, you know, like, act more. Like I said, F-boy transcendent, this guy is. So shout out to him, because I just feel like he has all the girls in a blender, because he doesn't give them the time of day and they just want to keep getting like the 1-2 in with him.
Right. And it's you're right, because, man, I don't. And the man's a kappa. Let's just call it what it is. These women are the women are playing on expert mode right now. Okay, this man is battle tested.
I do speak from experience. It is true.
He lured them into a false insecurity. Summer, he played, I mean, like a fiddle. He's like, hey, we hung out, We messed around a few times, but we were not in a relationship. I never said we were in a relationship. I was very clear that we weren't in a relationship. So then every time he does something, Summer's like, but you were inside me. She's like, it doesn't matter. We weren't in a relationship. We were just hanging out.
Why are you acting like this? A picture of me while I was looking at flowers, not allowed.
Right. Well, we're not in a relationship. I can do what I want. And so she can't get to him. Then when it comes to, you know, the whole Shanice thing, it's like they want to be mad at him about the Shanice thing, but he wasn't even the one who brought it up. He actively avoided it. He was like, no, he even told Shanice, keep your personal space. Like, I don't even want to do, you know, remember, he was like, you don't know how to stay away from people. Again, can you really blame him? You can't. So they try to get to him then, and it just ricochets onto Jasmine. The man is Teflon. This is like some expert level wizardry. This is the type of stuff that we root for when we talk about on the, you know, the bosuns on Below Deck and stuff like that. Like, if you're going to play the game, play the game.
And he's so good at it. Like, that's the thing. The way he lets things roll off his shoulder and just gaslights you, expert level. And no, do better, girls. Ignore. That's the only way you win.
Well, his most recent, I guess I won't call her a victim because she did it to herself, but Noelle.
That's my favorite, by the way.
Noelle. Oh yeah? I like her, but she's in a blender. The man got her. He got her. What did you tell her to stand up, Sasha? Because I mean,
no, it's more than stand up. She got set up.
Yeah. This is bad.
Why are all these people playing in her face, first of all? And why are they like, oh, Amir? Oh, he thinks you're cute. He thinks you're this. He thinks if you don't shut. The problem is when the F boy's friends tell you, right? Oh, he's really into you, and you would think that you made it. That's the problem. Because you're just like, oh, I am the, you know, what's the
chosen
word?
One,
like,
the prize.
Exactly. Like, I'm different than everyone else. It's me. Embarrassing, girls. Please stand up.
Yeah, so Noelle throughout this episode will like comment on her and Alex's matching outfits. They were wearing their orange. She brings him some vegan food as well.
But then he goes, oh, I don't like mushrooms. I would have. Oh, you don't like it? Trash.
Okay, no food for you. But nope, she's trying. She's trying to make him, you know, that connection.
Stand up, girlies, please.
I'm sorry, Sasha. City girls down because the sit down conversation they have, where she's like, "I'm attracted to you, and I think you're cool, and you know, maybe you don't even know that I'm interested in you, and I get territorial because you were acting single," and she wants him to be single, but she also wants him to keep an eye out for her feelings. And I was like, just digging your grave, ma'am. Like, you want this man to be single and still concerned? Stop it.
That conversation?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, talking to, what's an animal that gets scared easy, right? That's how F-boys are, right? Like, you don't want to spook them. They have to come to you, and they have to eat from your hand, right? So the best way to do it, She was doing it too. That's why I'm like, but you've seen the game. You just have to be like, he has to bring you food, right? Never the other way around. It's all, you always have to be like, oh, you wanted food. Sorry, I forgot. I'd be damned if a boy I like, his friends are like, she got you food. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. No, this is an expert level F-boy. So you just have to ignore. And then they'll find you. Trust me.
He got it packed up. He got it packed up, Sasha. She had nothing.
I think he is almost 10 years older than her. So I do see why.
A little bit more seasoned in the game. Yes. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Because he tells her he just got out of a situation that he got into too fast. And it made him want to approach relationships differently.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Also, she's Summer's homegirl, so that's messy. I mean, again, he's just pulling out all the tricks. And there's nothing she can say. She can't be like, F Summer, I don't care. Because he's like, no, that's drama. And anybody
then you pull that on her. Well, I don't want to be with a girl that's, you know, not great to her friend. But it is so easy to throw that back. come on.
He only wants to date a girl's girl, Sasha. And now she can't be a girl's girl if she's dating Summer's ex-fling or whatever. And Noel accurately assesses that.
Yeah.
He's not into her. He's like, she's like, okay. He's not into me. That's sad. But yeah. She loses it all when she goes and cries to her, you know, like she didn't
do it in front of people.
She didn't. She held it on. But what I'm saying is, when she started to talk about, you know, her sadness, she's like, why don't people want me? You know, I start to feel undesirable and stuff like that. I'm like, Noelle, no, you don't even understand. It's not about desire. You are going up against an expert level wizard in this one. This is a game. This is a game. It's like if you what's that stupid book, The 48 Laws of Power? It's like if you're not observing the laws, then that means you're losing the game. Yes. And they're like,
I thought you were gonna say just not that into you.
Well, I mean, no, I didn't read that book. I shouldn't have read The 48 Laws of Power either. So bad. But anyway, but regardless. Thing.
You have to understand, when they know how to play the game, you lose.
Uh-huh. You can't. If you're not playing the game, you are losing the game, essentially.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Because she's coming in this from an honest point of view. Like, hey, I know you messed with my friend. I'm willing to overlook that because I want to be. I'm like, ma'am.
Who has not said that? Again. I just feel like she's an AKA. Has she never met Kappas in her life? Like, it's just, stereotype, but like, God.
Call it what it is. You got an AKA and a Kappa. They're looking at each other in a mirror right now, okay? They're both the prettiest person in the room.
Thank you. She is drop dead gorgeous. Are you kidding me? Noelle is beautiful. She's so kind.
Such a baddie. She's
so funny. And that, like, my God. Everything about her is perfect. Don't let that tall man get you.
That's what you think it's the height, Sasha. You think that's what it is?
No, I think it's the vibe. There is, you want what you can't have. I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good chase. But the thing is, I would just text my friends about it, right? And be like, oh my God, like I really like him. To you, I'm going to act like you don't exist. I see through you. How do I get Hendrix back? And maybe I can, like, hey, Alex, did you get a chance to talk to Hendrix? Like, maybe we can get him back. Because you're a boy. You're a guy's guy. We should be able get him. Because I think he was really good friends. Y'all were talking. They had maybe half a conversation. Just remember, file that in. So that next time, that be like, oh, maybe we can get Hendrix back. Hook up with Hendrix in front of him. Who cares? Use them like they use us, ladies. Come on.
Yeah. To Noelle's credit, she does realize eventually that. Yeah. You know, like, hey, I screwed up. I dropped the ball on this one. Correct. She said, because I never should have revealed my hand. And I'm like, all right.
You know, thank God.
Okay, the rebound is coming. You know, she gets her hair all, you know, slayed or whatever at the salon. So maybe we're going to have the resurgence of Noelle. City Girl Noelle will be out looking for somebody to take her mind off of Alex because, yeah, we got a lot of information about how she feels about him, how she feels about herself, and even her daddy issues as well that were probably leading her to wanting to connect to somebody like Alex or at least feel desirable. So and more from Noelle in the future, I'm sure.
As someone, you know, daddy issue, understood, use that to your advantage.
Harness it.
Harness. Do not succumb. Harness. Man, can you imagine my poor, if I have a daughter, it's curtains.
My poor niece. Anyway, we'll save that for later, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
So one person we haven't really talked about is Nick. The last episodes left us with a cliffhanger. Nick was informed that he was a little handsy. And that it might be an issue. So Nick, I really commend him for just going and addressing the problem. Like, hey, how do you feel? I love Jordan so much. Nick says, hey, it got back to me that y'all think I'm a little handsy. And it's like Jordan, almost from her sleep, was like, yeah, you are. But we don't feel threatened by you. But make no mistake, you do be touching a lot. And Nick has to sit with that. He really has to come to, okay, I'm not making you feel uncomfortable. And I'm definitely not doing it on purpose, but also, I shouldn't be touching you like that. You know, I just shouldn't. But Sasha, to me, it feels like they have less of an issue with Nick touching them and more of an issue with Nick, who has a girlfriend, touching them. Because they bring up Nick's girlfriend more than he does. I don't think Nick says anything about his girlfriend without one of the other girls in the house first bringing it up.
Absolutely. He does not. like I said, I just think that there is a little bit of like, he was in all our DMs, right? Like that's from last season, of course. And they kept going back and forth about that. So I think that there is a like, well, stay away from us if you have a girlfriend, like that kind of situation. Cause I'm sure they don't want to get caught up. Like the girls don't want to be seen as crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't blame them, but I do find it very funny.
Yeah. Cause it very much feels like we don't approve of what Nick is doing to his girlfriend. When from what we've heard from all accounts, you know, as far as Nick and his girlfriend, neither one of them says that anything he's doing is an issue for their relationship. Yeah. But again, Jasmine was the one who just really wanted to address the Nick problem last season. I was like, oh, you be in all these people's DMs. Mm-hmm. We've heard it come up this season as well. Like, why do y'all care so much? That meant y'all did not give him the time of day. Y'all didn't date him. Y'all didn't fall in love with you. He didn't play you. He didn't cheat on his girlfriend with you. He ain't bothering y'all. I think y'all think like it is. Like you said, Sasha, I think it's a little bit of like, nah, you don't get to touch us or talk to us like that or even DM us or stuff like that. And you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I think
I think it's a lot of girl code, I think, you know, underlying in there, too.
Yeah. And I think there's just a little bit of like, just this isn't cool. Stop.
Yeah. Right.
We just, I'm not cool with it. And you don't, no one should be, basically, is how I feel. And I'm not, I understand that. I think that's the right thing to do. It's also very funny.
Yeah. I'm kind of loving it. What else happened in this episode? Did we get any update from Amir? I feel like Amir being in a relationship makes him the most boring character on the show. Like he, I thought he was very entertaining last year. We learned so much about his heritage and, you know, about him like learning, kind of getting to know his black side of his heritage, because we know he was raised with this other side of his family. We saw him, you know, in his pursuit of Jordan, even though she wasn't feeling it. You know, we did see several layers of Amir. I don't think we've gotten anything of note from Amir in these last few episodes. He's just kind of there.
He's just trying to get his girlfriend to call him back and speak at the school. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Poor guy. But like, what's going on with them? It's crazy. And I just feel like he's looking crazy. But they're still together, so who am I to say anything? But yeah, I just feel that Amir is getting a little bit lost. Like I said, most of the guys are, because they're in relationships or they're Alex, who is like trying not to be in a relationship. And again, these are the boys that are just the most dangerous, because it's different if they're an F boy. If Nick were single, right, he would be like flirting with everyone, talking with everyone, blah, blah, blah. Alex doesn't do that. Instead, he like messes with your mind and wants to come off as like this enlightened, you know, like, oh, I don't want to say better. That's not the right word, but oh, I'm better than this.
He's above it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I always like giggle about, because then why are you on the show? Summer House is known for young, single, attractive people hooking up.
Yeah.
And that's what I would like to see. The only people hooking up in the house were Jasmine and Silas. What the hell?
Yeah, they were hooking up constantly, and it was becoming drama, and that's the kind of drama we want to see, you know? Yeah, that's it. As far as Amir goes, he's just there. He's like everyone's emotional support person, you know, whenever there's crying or something like that, he's always good to console people, which is cool. But at the same time, as far as actual drama or anything of substance coming to the show, we're not really seeing a lot. I think that the cast is super dynamic. Like in the first season, everybody's great. Like I'm not complaining about any of them. I don't hate any of these people. But as far as content goes, I mean, what do we have? You know, Amir's just hanging out. He's just the friend. And I think if this is any other show, we don't get Amir back next season without any drama before the end of this one. Like we might look up and he might be losing his, what do they say on them Housewives show? Losing his peach.
Yes, that's for Atlanta. Yeah, what would be the Martha's Vineyard?
I don't know. They don't have a running theme yet. Yeah, they don't have like a running theme. Yeah,
or what's like Martha's Vineyard known for? Or like the grapes.
You're losing it's grape or something. Yeah, I don't know. Figure something out.
But you tell us in the chat what should it be? What are they losing?
Tell us in the chat. Who should not come back next season? Because we ain't getting nothing from them right now. That's what I really want to know. If you're in the comments
for me, except
honestly, I mean, Preston could give me some more too. You know, we see Preston, and a lot of times he's very much, he's also above a lot of the drama.
Do you think he needs another queer person?
I think so in general.
He's getting a little bit like, typecast, I feel.
Well, that, and there are moments that he talks about where people just don't see his perspective. He's like, it's hard being the only queer person in the house. And so I think just from a level of comfortability, maybe it wouldn't hurt if he had somebody he could relate to a little bit more. Because he's on the show because he's Silas's frat brother. Silas isn't even there. And so he doesn't even have his initial connection to the group, you know, which was through his fraternity brother. So, yeah, give Preston more to do because I don't like to see Preston in the drama either, because he you could tell he's above it. You can tell he sees when it's getting dramatic for no reason. All the shouting that they're doing at dinner tables and stuff, Preston's, he's over all of that.
He can't be bothered, 100%.
No, so we need to bring Preston something to do. Because right now, him and Amir, if I had to rank them, I'd say they were at the bottom of my ranking of, like, as far as people who are actually bringing a lot of content to the show.
Yeah. I agree. Unfortunately, I agree. And something needs to be shook up. And I do think that the boys being... everyone being single is the way to shake things up.
Yeah, you got to bring in these plus ones from the beginning. Let them be there from jump, so we can see
Amir's girlfriend and him fighting would be fun.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are we waiting? You know, even when Bria's husband or fiance, they're not married yet.
Simon,
when he comes, you know, there was so much drama surrounding what happens when Simon comes that when he came last time, we got a little bit of drama from him. Shanice was naked in the hot tub in front of him. That was fun. So, yeah, maybe bring in these plus ones from jump so we don't do the whole, I'm going to behave this whole time because my plus one isn't here. Or whenever I have a problem, I'm going to go vent to my plus one. Like, no, we need y'all talking in the house. We need all that drama to happen within the house so we have some good TV, because these two episodes were cool, but it was a lot of stuff that we've seen before. A lot of the fights and the arguments were just, it seemed like it was just kind of repetitious of what we've seen, some of the smaller drama we saw in the first season. So I need bigger stakes in these next couple episodes.
Just something. I need something more. And I don't want tears. How about we find them, right, every time they cry? I need something like that. Because it's just crazy.
No, I totally agree. Some of the fun moments from these episodes, they had a hood spelling bee, which I thought was pretty cool. It's like, why don't we do more stuff like that? You know, that's always fun. I'll give the cast this. They're good at entertaining themselves because I don't know if it's just they're contractually obligated to do this, Sasha, but each of them kind of has a day. Where they can just take it, and put together like a whole themed dinner or luncheon. Like, they have to plan an activity. Sasha, I feel like you'd be so good at this.
Oh my God, I think I would kill it.
Yeah. Like the theme parties is right up your alley.
Coach, I love a good theme party. And I think I'm good, even though I don't drink like that, I'm very good at getting other people drunk and acting crazy. So that's where I think I would thrive.
So we saw Briachella in this episode, where Bria brought in an alpaca, which was so random, but like it kind of felt like a circus or like a what did they say? They said it felt like a music festival once everybody had left. Coachella. Once all the people were leaving. Sasha, what would you do if you had the Sasha day? We're at the Vineyard.
So hard. I do think I would do something pool party related, because I do think people get a little bit crazier when there's water involved. I don't know why. So I think I would do like a drink Olympics. So that's a surefire way to get people drunk. I can't swim, so I don't know about drinking and alcohol and pool, but I don't care. And then I think that there has to be an Instagrammable moment, right? So those cute little pool floaties would be there. And then I'm having like fun food delivered, you know, like finger foods, or like I'm doing Indian food. So I think, we're having like a lot of like Indian finger foods everywhere. So it's gonna be like a fun, like, you know, Olympics, drink Olympics. And then we end with Bollywood night, of course. Or that could be my second thing, where I also do a Bollywood night.
No, that sounds good. I liked in season one where Mariah had her thing where she was trying to bring everybody. I liked the idea of it. The execution where they were all out sitting in the cold for a couple hours was wild. But I like the idea of it, you know, like bring your own interest and then flip it to where everybody in the house gets it. So, Sasha, when do you bring out the naked slip and slide for Shanice and I?
The point is that that will be the like end of the relay. You're the anchor. That's the whole point.
It has to be naked or it doesn't count.
Obviously. What do you mean? That's all Shanice is about. And I love her. Listen, she ain't got a job. So
she ain't got no clothes. So no, she's like, why are we with them?
Get a sponsorship, Shanice.
Yeah, I think she's money
to sponsor.
Yeah. Oh, those naked energy. Is it drinks? The drinks, naked juice or whatever?
Naked juice. Oh my God.
It's right there.
Come on, quickly, Shanice. Get on it right now. I know you're listening.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I love that. What party would you do? I think you're doing. Yeah, I have one for you.
Oh, no. What do you think?
No, I think you were doing something Greek related because you need a reason to bring the Omega gear out. Cause you're like, oh, all these alphas and kappas I'm surrounded by.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely.
Are you doing a Omega barbecue is my question.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Now look, as the bros, I'm contractually obligated to bring both baby oil and barbecue to whatever function I go to. No, seriously. I think you're right. I think that like this house is full of Greek people. You know, we see some kappas, we see alphas, we see AKA, obviously. It would be wild for me to not flex that I am the bros at some point. But I think I would do that regardless. I think like if we do the swimming, like even at your swimming portion, like at the pool party for the Drink Olympics, you think I'm not wearing like camo? Like you're crazy, you know? So.
Yeah, and then we're doing the baby oil, obviously.
Obviously. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I'm not really good at themes. Like I'm more like if you put me in the party, I'm gonna keep the party alive. Mm-hmm. But I like as far as like the
you're good MC coming, basically.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I'm the MC, I am not the creator. So I would let me partner with you and we can make it happen. Correct. We can do like a tag team situation.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Another cool thing they did in this episode or these pairs of episodes was they went to church.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Alex did the wake up call and was like, hey, let's go to church. A few of them were hungover and was like, I'm not going. But I'm serious. I would have been at the church. I love church. I love seeing people go to church. Too. Yeah.
I'm Jewish, but I think I would go.
Yeah. It's fun. I've been to,
I think it's exciting.
I've been to a Catholic mass before. Sasha, I was so shocked because my church services from when I was younger, I know I'm being in church for like, maybe like 2-ish hours.
Wow.
I went to Catholic mass. I was like, boy, it's been about 15, 20 minutes. Y'all already wrapping up. Okay. This is nice. Okay. Look.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Shabbat service. I mean, we don't really go to, sometimes I will decide on synagogues based on how long services are. So I'll be like, I like going to that one because it's not as long as the other ones. Or like the rabbi, you have sermons, same thing, where you have to decide which rabbi sermon you like. Because some sermons be going forever. And you're just like, please, why?
Yeah.
This too much. So no, I find, and I grew up going to Black church with my friends in Oklahoma, obviously. So every time we'd sleep over, their mom would take me to church and then drop me off at home. So it's just, to me, it's like really fun and I love the community.
Yes. So when you saw Alex go into the room and ask Summer if she wanted to go to church, but not Noelle, did you think it was personal or was this more mind games or did he just not think to ask her?
I don't think he meant to ask her, but also this was just the night after, right? The conversation. Mm-hmm. So like, I'd be remiss to say that that wasn't playing in his mind. Because it's like one girl who, quote, been inside of, or another that maybe I could.
Yeah. I thought like, Noelle, it's not that big of a deal, but she's like, I'm trying to be available. Like, why can't you like me? Oh my God. Stop it, Noelle. Stop it.
He don't want you.
Look, Bria even hit her with the, I mean, I wasn't invited to church either. I'm like, yeah, yeah. See, it wasn't personal. But I mean, it could have been personal. I don't think it was. But I mean, I just hate to see Noelle looking at it like that because again, she's in a blender. Everything that he does is going to feel like it's aimed at her in a way. Or even Summer. Summer's picking up a lot of that too, because she's like, what about me? You were inside me for the 15th time, you know? So why are you not looking out for me in these situations?
He says something really crazy in episode 5. I can't wait to talk about this.
Listen, I can't wait to talk about it either, because that about wraps up our big storylines from season 2, episodes 3 and 4. Is there anything I missed or anything else we need to talk about from these two episodes?
No. Did the Milo thing happen this episode? I think that's episode 5. Can't wait. Milo, are you the real MVP?
Yeah, Milo has been a source of drama throughout the first two seasons, obviously. In season 1, they didn't know why Milo was there. They didn't respect him as a service dog or an emotional support dog for Bria. It seems like now everybody's pretty okay with Milo. But again, with Mariah coming, we know Mariah does not love dogs. Even though, I mean, they kind of glossed over it, but it was Amir who did the whole laundry thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Milo, in these last couple of episodes, he's gotten a couple confessionals where we see him just kind of barking. We see somebody picking up his dog droppings as well. So I don't know. We got it very peaceful from Milo, but I think we might have some interesting stuff from Milo.
It's just a very funny moment. Yeah, with Bria and how they cut. The editing is very good. You'll see. So yeah, I didn't know because that was my funny moment to bring up. But they're doing the same things every day. Okay, I can't not watch because I love this show.
Okay, and we got a question for you as well from one of the listeners. It says, Sasha, is this appropriate for your friend to date the guy that you used to mess around with? And I'm assuming this is talking about Noelle and Summer. In regards to Alex, obviously. Yeah.
I know. I don't. It's not. I don't believe in swapping spit like that.
That part.
And to me, it's just not attractive. I don't know about you, but if I see someone like my friends into, I'm like immediately that person.
It makes $10. Yeah. No, the same. Like, it's like the most unattractive thing a woman can do to me is to date one of my friends.
Yeah.
Like the moment it happens, I'm like, I'm out. Like I just don't see you anymore as desirable because I don't want to get into that. There's too much drama. There's too much stuff there. And maybe I'm missing out on blocking my blessing or something like that. I don't care.
I'll be okay.
If it's supposed to happen, then it'll happen. But I mean, I'm not pursuing it. There's just no world. I agree. It's just something about
it. I don't think even kissed someone that my friend has kissed. Like, I can't. Granted, thankfully, like, our types are very different. But even then, it's just not cute for me. I don't get how guys do it all the time. Like, it's weird. Like, to me, I'm just immediately not attracted to you. And I find you to just be, like, not even... just like, you're an alien. Like, you're just there.
Yeah, I nothing you. I don't dislike you. I think you're repulsive or anything like that.
That'd be nice to my friend, but that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, there's a part of it that's an ego as well. Because it's like, you dated my friend and now you want to date me? Where was I? You know, like, hold on, pause.
I'm like, why would you even look at me if you were
with both. My friend? Yeah, you know that was my friend.
Yeah.
Right. But you know that was my friend. So why are you even looking at me in this way? Like, it seems like you want to stir up drama as far as I'm concerned. So I'm avoiding that every time.
There's too many fish in the sea, y'all. Like,
it's a lot of fish.
Boys are like buses. One leaves, the next one will show up. Do not minutes. Get stressed. Just wait. There is always going to be someone for you. Granted, to date them is hard. And I think that's the difference between, I don't know, you tell me, but like men and women, where I think sometimes like women will see a man in a relationship and you're like, well, that's what I want. And then that's why the attraction somehow starts, right? You're like, oh, he's so good to insert human. So that might be cute. But again, I'm like, great. That's the bare minimum.
Right.
You must be so nice married to me, my poor husband. But I can't, like, to me, being a nice person and like being a good partner is the bare minimum. What do you mean you're praising your husband to do basic shit? Like, get out of here, bro.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think for women, yeah, they see a good guy being good to their to a woman, and they're like, oh, that person is husband material. They're a really good guy, and so when he's available, it's like, yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. But for me, looking at it in the other direction, I'm like, if I see a woman who's really good to her husband, I'm like, oh, she's really good to him. Thus, they must have like this unbreakable bond or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a them thing. If I remember to come into this, I'm always going to think, is that person going to outweigh me still? If she goes to be like that with him, she can't possibly be that same person with me, because I'm led to believe that they're like that together because there is such deep love or this connection, as opposed to she just does that with everybody. Like, I'm sorry. I just can't.
And
like,
then
I can't
wrap if my mind around it. Cheating, whatever. If they're cheating on their spouse, who am I?
Right. That right. Exactly.
On me? Wait, look at Tristan Thompson. Be serious, you know, everyone.
Look at Tristan Thompson should be the name of the podcast. Like, we just start saying, look at Tristan Thompson.
Listen, third trimester Thompson, it is a known fact. And it happens over and over. When are we going to learn?
They don't want to learn. They don't save them. They don't want to be saved. It's so embarrassing. It really is.
That's how I feel. Where I just think that if he's willing to do it to them, he will do it to you. They will never change for you. Stop being delusional.
That part. And with that, Sasha, that's a wrap. That wraps up our season 2, episodes 3 and 4 recap of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Thank you all for listening. Thank y'all for, of course, joining in the conversation by sending us questions at recapkickback@gmail.com. Make sure you leave a comment, like, subscribe to the video, like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check out all the things that me and Sasha have going on. Sasha, tell everybody what you're working on.
Yes, I cover a Hot Topics, gossip, pop culture podcast called Mess Magnets over on Robinson Podcast. So check that out. Honestly, it is the most fun way to maybe get to know pop culture, because we do the research, but we'll give it to you in the messy way. So go check that out. And of course, I'm talking Love and Hip Hop Atlanta with Bryce Isaiah over on the Purple Pants podcast. And for everything else I'm doing, just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. And of course, Chappelle and I do cover Below Deck, like we talked about. I feel like it's a similar people, but y'all know we're talking Below Deck over on Robinson Podcast YouTube channel or on the Bravo TV Wrap Ups feed. So check that out. What about you, Chappelle?
You know, more Recap Kickback, obviously. Yep. If you are not a part of the Facebook group, what are you waiting on? Go to recapkickback.com/Facebook to join in our conversations and to see everything we got going on. We just hit 800 YouTube subscribers recently. And so thank you all for supporting. And the April content has been very fun. Abbott Elementary is still airing and G and I are covering it every other week. So check that out as we cover episodes 9 and 10 on our most recent podcast that should be coming your way soon. Obviously, we had the Cowboy Carter album review with Mari, Sasha, Nicole Weaver, and Pharaoh. We did a movie review for Shirley with Mari and LaTanya Starks. But we also did the American Society of Magical Negroes movie review with Mari and LaTanya. So check that out as well. And then, of course, you can catch me on RHAP doing the Survivor content over on Club Condo with Rob Sestanino and the Nothing But Netflix podcast with Rob Sestanino, where we talked about Unlock a Jail Experience experiment on Netflix. And so it was all a good time, but you can catch up with all of that and more by following me on Twitter at Recap Kickback. That is at Recap Kickback, or you can go to recapkickback.com/subscribe to subscribe to the podcast and all the things we have going on. But that's a wrap for today's episode. For Sasha and myself, thank you all for listening. You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get the hell up out of here. We'll talk to you all next week. Bye. Wait on life, I wanna hold my breath. I'ma get in my goddamn self.